यूनियन मूवमेंट ऑस्ट्रेलिया के सबसे कम वेतन पाने वाले श्रमिकों के लिए न्यूनतम वेतन में 7% की वृद्धि चाहता है। एक्ट 2 यानी ऑस्ट्रेलियन काउंसिल ऑफ ट्रेड यूनियंस का कहना है कि उस परिणाम में वृद्धि का मतलब होगा कि न्यूनतम और निर्धारित वेतन पर 2.6 मिलियन से अधिक श्रमिकों का वेतन $1.50 प्रति घंटे से बढ़कर $22.88 की एक नई न्यूनतम प्रति घंटा दर हो जाएगा। शिखर संघ निकाय ने जून में निर्णय लेने से पहले फेयर वर्क कमीशन की राष्ट्रीय न्यूनतम वेतन समीक्षा को प्रस्तुत करते हुए ये सिफारिश की। यदि अनुमति दी जाती है तो 1 जुलाई से साप्ताहिक राष्ट्रीय न्यूनतम वेतन $56.88 से बढ़कर $869.48 और सालाना $2,965 से $45,337 हो जाएगा। एक्ट 2 सचिव सैली मैकमैनस कहती हैं कि वृद्धि से उन लोगों को मदद मिलेगी जो सबसे अधिक संघर्ष कर रहे हैं और पिछले 2 वर्षों में वास्तविक मजदूरी में कमी की भरपाई करेंगे।
They spend everything they earn and they are not coping at the moment, and they're not coping because inflation has been so high. Rents have gone up so much. Food and groceries have gone up so much. They don't have any extra money to spend. And so it means that people are cutting back on things like meals, cutting back on going to the doctor, cutting back on getting their car fixed if it breaks down, all of the basics. The reason why they need an increase is to keep their heads above water.
कोषाध्यक्ष जिम चामर्स कहते हैं कि सरकार वृद्धि का समर्थन करती है, लेकिन वे इस पर कोई विशिष्ट आंकड़े के ऊपर बात नहीं कर रहे हैं।
Well, we'll make our own submission to the Fair Work Commission's annual wage review, and the submission that the government makes will be consistent with our values and our policies and our objectives. We want to see wages moving again in this country in responsible and sustainable and meaningful ways. And it's just common sense to begin with the lowest paid Australians. Now, some people will pretend that we've got an inflation problem in our country because the lowest paid Australians are getting paid too much. And that is obviously complete and utter rubbish.
जबकि मुद्रास्फीति की संभावना पहले से ही अपने चरम पर पहुंच गई है और फरवरी में 6.8% तक धीमी हो गई है, विपक्ष के नेता पीटर डटन ने रेडियो 2GB को न्यूनतम मजदूरी को उसी स्तर तक बढ़ाने के लिए कहा है।
The government's ramped up spending and that fuels inflation, and as you know, every economist around the country has pointed out, you need to get the balance right in relation to increasing wages. Everyone's in favour of increasing wages, but if you get yourself into a situation where you're chasing inflation, then it will fuel inflation. Inflation goes up. So even with a pay rise, it means that people aren't getting ahead. And
no.
Inflation continues to go higher and higher and higher. And yeah, I mean, the Labor Party has made this mistake when they've been in government before. And if they do it again, the workers in net terms will be worse off. And I mean, this government promised that there would be an increase in real wages if they got elected. That hasn't happened. Real wages have gone backwards.
Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry भी वार्षिक वेतन समीक्षा को प्रस्तुत करेगी। ये 3.5% की अधिक मध्यम वृद्धि की मांग कर रहा है और अधिवर्षिता गारंटी में 0.5% की वृद्धि के लिए कुल 4% की वृद्धि की मांग कर रहा है। ACCI के CEO एंड्रयू मैककेलर का कहना है कि व्यवसाय अपने कर्मचारियों को अधिक भुगतान करना चाहेंगे, लेकिन कहते हैं कि 7% की वृद्धि गैर जिम्मेदाराना होगी।
Well, we would see that as not being a responsible outcome. What we've got to do in the current environment is we've got to get inflation under control. We've got to get inflation back down to that 2-3% target range that the Reserve Bank's outlined. We've got to take the pressure off interest rates. Our submission, a total increase of 4%, does that. It's responsible, it's fair, it's good for the economy. If we push too far, then the risk is that we will do damage, we will entrench inflation for longer, and we'll end up with higher interest rates.
हालांकि सैली मैकमैनस ने इस पर विवाद करते हुए कहा कि पिछले साल 5% की वृद्धि से महंगाई या बेरोजगारी नहीं बढ़ी।
We've got some employers that will be out there and they'll be saying things like, we can't have a pay increase because unemployment, it affects unemployment. Well, that's been shown to be not true. That's what they said last year, and unemployment has is at record lows. They have said we can't have a pay increase because businesses will close down. Well, that's not true. We've had more businesses open last year, and we've had a record low number of bankruptcies. So clearly that is not true. We've had some people say we can't have a pay increase because it'll lead to a wage price spiral. Well, clearly even the Reserve Bank says that is not true either. The current wage increase last year was 5%. The impact that had on overall wages was minuscule. It was less than a third of 1% in terms of the bump for overall pay increases.
SBS News के लिए सूफिया तारिक की इस रिपोर्ट को SBS हिंदी से आपके लिए प्रस्तुत किया प्रियंका हतवर्णे ने।